News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.
It was probably seen as heroic to be stumbling and, you know, getting back up when you felt unwell or you had dizziness or whatever. That mentality has changed, thankfully. But at the same time, you have to remember that most players' attitude is to never leave the pitch. So that's why the decision always has to be taken out of the individual's hand.
Yeah, Brian O'Driscoll talking there about how most players, their attitude is never leave the piece. And that is shown up in a new survey by UCC's School of Medicine and Cork University Hospital. They've revealed, this is mainly the surveys at schools level and at club level, so amateur level. They've said more than a third of players at school levels with a headache will continue to play on, even though they have a minor concussion, will continue to play on. Other things that they saw in the survey, Ciara, a big gap in knowledge about CTE, the progressive brain disease linked to repeated concussions. Players didn't know that repeated concussions could lead to CTE. They thought a scrum cap could stop you developing CTE. There was also a trend of players intentionally avoiding seeking medical attention because they knew if they got the medical attention, they'd have to come off the game. And lastly, the bigger the game, and I say bigger in inverted commas, if it was a semi-final, for example, much more likely not to come off, and there would be an expectation you stay on. Sorry, among players, I'm not talking about coaches, to be fair. But the authors of the study described it as somewhat concerning. I think it's a hell of a lot more than that. I think it's just really alarming.
It was 37%, wasn't it? It was almost 4 out of 10 kids are doing this. And it is concerning. And by the way, the earlier you develop brain injuries in your life, the earlier you develop the concussions and those types of minor, we're talking about minor concussions here, but those kind of minor impacts to your head and to your brain, the worse the risks are for there being problems down the line. And I get it, they're young lads and they're young girls and they're enjoying playing and there is a kind of a slightly, you know, don't let your team down, try and win.
Well, also, let's say schools rugby competitions are
fiercely competitive.
More than that, the players are lionised, the tournament is blown up into this huge thing, there's supplements and newspapers about it. There's probably too much of an emphasis on it, if we're being totally honest.
Well, that's a slightly side issue.
I don't think it is, Ciara, because I think that creates a mood that we have to stay on the pitch. This is more important than anything else.
I would suggest that probably exists at minor GAA level as well, if you're
sure
inter-county and all
not
that kind
to the
of
same
stuff.
Extent.
But the point is that clearly we're not getting the message across to these kids. If they think skull caps are going to protect them, if they think that it's not that big of a deal, if they think that CTE isn't caused by multiple head injuries, we're not educating our kids about their own risks and their own dangers, and maybe their parents as well, because this needs to be a conversation. And I suspect all it will take is a conversation going, do step off the pitch, do that, because what we have currently is dangerous. It is dangerous for kids to play on. And I wonder how well aware of that their parents are in particular.
I don't know how you couldn't be aware at this stage. I genuinely don't.
I wonder if the parents know that their kids are playing on with headaches.
Oh, maybe not. Maybe not. Look, let us know what you think of it all. It's pretty shocking. 087 1400 106. What needs to happen? What needs to be done about this?
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.